إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله في محكم التنزيل: ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن لله 99 اسما، 100 إلا واحدة، من أحصاها دخل الجنة. رواه البخاري ومسلم والترمذي وغيرهم. فالطريق أيها الأخوة والأخوات لمعرفة الله يقتضي علينا أن نعلم أنه الرب الخالق الرازق، يعطينا الحياة ويأخذها، المحيي والمميت. كذلك أن نعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى مستوجب للطاعة ومستوجب للعبادة، وحده لا شريك له. ثم نعرف الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. ويقول So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the meaning, the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call upon Him by them. And in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim wa Tirmidhi and others, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that there are 99 names that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever learns them enters paradise. The way to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be a true muwahid is to witness that أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And by witnessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord and He is the God, the Lord who gives sustenance, the Lord who created, the Lord who gives life and takes it away, and so on. And also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the God. It is He who needs to be obeyed, and it is He alone that needs to be worshipped. No partners are allowed with Him. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names and great attributes that are mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are the only two references where we derive where we know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how, dear brothers and sisters, can we learn 99 names of Allah? Just before we go into that, the 99 names are the names that we know, that we are exposed to. In the hadith, اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن أمتك، ناصيتي بيدك، ماض في حكمك، عدل في قضاءك. أسألك بكل اسم هو لك، سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن نور صدري وربيع قلبي وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. In this hadith there is a reference that you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught his Sahaba and they communicated this hadith to us, is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his beautiful names. And it says in the hadith that أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, or you kept in the domain of unknown and unseen that belongs to you alone. So in that case the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wallahu a'lam a lot more names than the 99, but the 99 is what we can see in Al-Quran and in As-Sunnah. How can we, dear brothers and sisters, relate to this hadith? Because it is promising us to enter paradise by learning the names of Allah. Is it simply reading them out or memorizing them, or maybe learning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us to relate to the names and the attributes of Allah? We need to do definitely the latter. One of the names I am going to inshallah explain to you today is Al-Hasib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nabi, hasbuka Allah ومن اتبعك من المؤمنين. حسبك الله ومن اتبعك من المؤمنين. O Prophet, sufficient unto you is Allah and unto those who follow you among the believers. So حسبك الله means sufficient. So Al-Hasib, one of the meanings of Al-Hasib is sufficient, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough, is sufficient to us, we do not need to look any further. The other meaning of Al-Hasib can be learned from the ayah and other ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. Allah takes careful account of all things. And in another ayah, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. But all sufficient is Allah taking account. So Al-Hasib also is the accounter, if you like. So every breathe in or breathe out or movement we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accounts for. Every good deed or bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall account for it. So how do we really relate to this name, dear brothers and sisters, and try to appreciate them and take that as an example for the other 99 names? So Al-Hasib في اللغة يقول أبو إسحاق الزجاج يجوز أن يكون الحسيب من حسب حسبت الشيء الحساب ويجوز أن يكون أحسبني الشيء إذا كفاني. So الزجاج and others, they say that it means sufficient, and it means a counter. So how can we understand these names? How can we relate to them? In this case, you need to relate to both meanings of the name. To start with, Al-Hasib as the accounter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and gave us the duty to worship Him and to worship Him alone. And He told us, He sent the prophets to do that. And He told us that if we do right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us by Al-Jannah. Otherwise, if we fall short of La ilaha illallah, then it is hellfire والعياذ بالله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. So we need to believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى accounts for everything we do, and to do that, one day we'll go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will tell us exactly how we did, how fair we did during our lives. The account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear brothers and sisters, is accurate. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the stages of reckoning in the hereafter is the balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most accurate balance you can think of, and people are weighed in a sense that their good deeds go in one part of the scale and the bad deeds go in the other parts of the scale, and depending on which way the scale goes, it is a decision where that person goes. And in the hadith, in the ayah, it says مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ. It's the weight, even if it was the weight of a mustard seed. And the mustard seed not only is small, but it is light. It is almost hollow with some substance inside. I'm sure you, a lot of you have encountered the mustard seed itself. It is used in cooking, as some of you may know. And even as small as that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will account for. So no matter what you do, if you do a good deed, don't say this is too little. What difference will a pound make? What difference will a date make? And so on. Every good deed counts. The Prophet ﷺ says, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Even protect yourselves from hellfire, even with half of a date. شق تمرة is part of a date, not even one date. The account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comprehensive. It doesn't leave anything. It doesn't say these parts, you know, can be recorded and the others cannot be recorded. To the extent that in the day of judgment, the people will say, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا اقرأ كتابك كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. A book, your book will be handed over to you. فَآخِذٌ بِيَمِينِهِ وَآخِذٌ بِشِمَالِهِ. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, your book will be given to you. If your book is in your right hand, this is very, very good news, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our books all in our right hands. And if it is in the left hand, then this is, waliyadu billah, the passport to hellfire. And when they look into their accounts, they say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. This book does not leave a small or a big deed, but it accounted for. Everything is there. Even if you have forgotten it, as in the ayah, أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accounted for, and they have forgotten it. It is all there, dear brothers and sisters. When you think of Al-Hasib, remember that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, his account is swift. Life may look like 60, 70, 80 years, maybe more, maybe less, but it will, since it is limited, it will soon be over. And the day will come that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will account for what we do. In this case, it is swift. Ibn al-Qayyim says, "Al-ba'id ma laysa bi'at. Kullu ma huwa atin qalil. Everything that comes, it is near." You may say, "Oh, the results are at the end of the year. It's no problem. I may not study. I can do what I like now. But the end of the year will come. And the end of next year will come. And the end of the 10th year." And if you have long enough life, if you look at an old man and you are young and you live long enough, you will be that old man. It will come. So the account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift. The other part of the meaning of Al-Hasib is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Is not Allah enough and sufficient for His servant? But they try to frighten you with other gods besides Him, or enemies, etc. For such as Allah leaves to stray, there can be no guide. One of the elements that we can live the name Al-Hasib, which is sufficient, is through tawakkul, is to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we achieve? For example, if you take that Al-Hasib, we mentioned the meaning of the counter, and now we're talking about the sufficient. So how can we live and believe in Allah as the accounter? How can we make use for us for that name? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And if anyone puts his trust in Allah, that is tawakkul, rely on Allah, puts his trust in Allah, believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to his aid every time and everywhere, sufficient is Allah for him. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And if anyone puts his trust in Allah, sufficient is Allah for him. So that is a prerequisite. Put your trust in Allah and Allah will be sufficient for you. If you put your trust in something else, Allah will leave you alone just to explain how you can benefit or not benefit. Allah is always sufficient. But if someone puts his trust in Allah, as inshallah we all should, then Allah will be sufficient for us. If someone, he doesn't put his trust in Allah, he puts his trust in other things, relies on other things, then he is left to them. Now, do not mistake at-tawakkul by doing nothing. At-tawakkul means you have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do. You pray, you fast, you go to Hajj, you pay zakah, you are good to your parents, to your neighbors, to your brothers and sisters, you enjoin good, forbid evil, so as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give you or may give you paradise, al-jannah. So you have to do things. And even with worldly things, you cannot sit down as a student and say, inshallah, I'm doing tawakkul, alhamdulillah, I'm doing a lot of fasting and praying. Okay, that element is directed towards al-jannah as well as tawfiq. But also, you need to do the right steps. You need to study, you need to work very hard. And the same if you have a business. It's the same if you have a job. But then you have to balance your life in a way that you do not neglect your family, you do not neglect your prayers, you do not neglect your study or business, etc. So at-tawakkul, relying on Allah, means that you do the right thing. And then you rely on Allah. You know that these are means, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is going to reward you. Not that you have done these means. This is, of course, we are not talking about tawakkul, but just in case you think what tawakkul means. So if we have to understand the meaning al-hasib as the sufficient, we need to rely on Allah. We need to have proper tawakkul so as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should reward us. One of the ayat that reflect al-tawakkul and reflect al-hasib is in Surah Ali Imran, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ Those to whom men said, a great army is gathering against you, so fear them. But it only increased their faith and iman. They said, for us, Allah is sufficient, and He is the best guardian. And they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in Al-Bukhari says, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. By the way, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, sufficient is Allah, and He is وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and He is the best guardian. So, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Sufficient is Allah, and He is the best guardian. Ibn Abbas says, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. قَالَهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ حِينَ أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ وَقَالَهَا مُحَمَّدٌ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. That was Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, Abuna, Abu al-Anbiya, when Namrud argued with him, the king of that time, and he says that I give life and take it away, etc., then he lost the argument. When he lost the argument, as we can see nowadays, then Ibrahim had to be punished. Not because he won he lost the argument, because he won the argument, and he was right, and he showed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life, and He takes it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the sun from the east, and it will set in the west, and that king could not do anything about that. So, he was ordered to be thrown in the hellfire. In the fire, they lit a huge fire for him, and he was thrown into the fire. So he was saying, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, fire, be cool and peace upon Ibrahim. The Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also after Uhud, they were people said, oh, Abu Sufyan is gathering even bigger army, and he will come after you and defeat you. Their iman only increased. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And this is for all of us to say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, so as we return with grace and bounty from Allah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. قال الإمام أبو جعفر الصادق عجبت لمن خاف ولم يفزع إلى قوله تعالى حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فإني سمعت الله في عقبها يقول فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء. I wonder for those who fear that they do not revert to saying حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, sufficient is Allah and He is the best guardian, because I heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they returned with grace and bounty from Allah and they were unharmed. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. This word, I learned its real meaning, of course, alhamdulillah, through the ayat and the knowledge. But practically, I heard it from the people in Gaza after the attack. I heard it from women, I heard it from men, I heard it from children, I heard it from the old, and I heard it from the young. They said, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, with a home completely destroyed behind them. One of now more than 32,000 completely destroyed and partially destroyed home. They said, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, with the family murdered, and now the number is climbing beyond 2,100, more than 550 children among this almost 300 women and elderly, maybe 79 or a little bit more. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, with injured, the injured said, with more than 10,000 injured, and the injuries are war injuries, amputations, paralysis, blindness, very deep burns, etc. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, more than 150 mosques partially destroyed and more than 50 completely destroyed. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل said even graveyards, 11 graveyards were attacked. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, children in the wombs of their mothers died. The mother was pregnant and she had a shrapnel in her womb, and the child was killed and the womb itself was removed. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, while people are watching them, 1.8 million under siege for the last 8 years, no one is saying much. Even those who claim to be Muslims and believers, etc., a lot of them are part of the problem, are part of the siege, are part of being quiet so as the blood flows. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, for these people, whoever amongst them dies, inshallah, is a martyr. أحياء عند ربهم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. They are alive and they having a life. They eat and drink. So it's not just any life. And عند ربهم, with their Lord, safe and happy. And those who remain, they are living with dignity. They are living with pride. They are showing us the values of Islam, the sabr, the steadfastness, to refuse to accept transgression, to refuse to live under siege, no matter what the price to be paid. In my opinion, wallahu alam, I see Gaza is a point where against it is all the aggression, all the zulm, all the occupation, confiscation of wealth, murderous activities. They are defending, not on behalf of the Muslims alone, but I would say, I would go further, on behalf of humanity. Because it is not acceptable that because someone is very well armed with politics and arms, and behind them are United States and the European Union and a lot of now maybe the Arab states, to do that to the people. It is not acceptable. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to their aid. You can be part of that, inshaAllah. You make dua, continue to donate so as you rebuild Gaza, inshaAllah. Continue to help them to steadfast. Continue to help them to be Muslims, saying حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم انصرهم على من ظلمهم، اللهم انصرهم على من عاون الظالم، اللهم انصرهم من سكت عن ظلمهم. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وارحم موتاهم وداوي جرحاهم. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.